Khan's doctor speaking there in Pakistan. The Queen has delivered a speech outlining the British government's program for the next year. It includes a new crackdown on migrants.
Now, the move is seen as a reaction to the success of the right-wing UK Independence Party, which made significant gains in last week's local elections. Europe correspondent Philip Williams takes a closer look at the party and its leader.
Quick fag, and then we'll be on our way. Yeah.
Just a week ago, the established parties were describing this man and his party as Fruit Loops and racists. Political fringe dwellers. This has been a long week in politics.
I tell you what, I've been up half the night. This is absolutely marvellous.
The UK Independence Party attracted nearly a quarter of the votes in seats it stood in the local government elections. Suddenly, UKIP leader Nigel Farage was being seen in a very different light. A threat, a player.
The normal, stable political structure of Britain has just been thrown up in the air, and we'll see how it comes back down. And what's really interesting is that it's not just Tory votes we're getting, it's Labour votes up north too.
What this does tell us is that there is now a fourth force in British politics, and one that does have the potential over time to start to win seats at the national level, but certainly in the short term to influence what all the other parties say and think.
While the party foundations are built on anti-European bedrock, the vote catcher was a hard line on immigration.
We opened up the doors to Poland and seven other Eastern European countries in 2004. And the government said this would lead to an increase of 15,000 people a year coming to Britain. I said hogwash, it'll lead to a lot more than that. And indeed over a million have come.
The major parties denied their policies will shift to the right because of UKIP's success, but already some Conservatives are arguing perhaps they should.
Concern is more, are they paying attention? Do they understand the things that I face as an ordinary person? The fact that I'm having trouble making ends meet, the fact that I can't afford the taxes and the heating costs and the growing costs of food and so on. All those things, the public have got to believe the government understands. And I think at the moment, a fair chunk of them, 25, 30% of them, don't believe that.